Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
So when we talk about nervous system regulation, self-regulation, having a bigger life, okay, we don't want to necessarily take on less. We want to grow our strength, grow our capacity for more. Does that make sense? If you want more money, there's a nervous system component. If you want more love, there's a nervous system component. If you want more out of life, you're asking life to give you more. Well, the natural response is, I need to learn how to be stronger and how to have more capacity. Does that make sense? Who follows? Does this make sense, y'all? How to hold it differently, okay? And so the skill set is self-regulation. And what's true is your identity changes from someone who isn't to someone who is capable to handle whatever happens. So we want to understand that growth is chaotic. Not getting what you want happens all the time. If you want to be super successful, but you fear rejection, well, we want to be able to help you learn how to regulate that. If you want to be, feel close to somebody again, but you can't feel the grief, well, we have to work through that. So the goal here is to understand that you can go to the next level in your life, business, health, abundance, relationships, and manifesting with confidence when you have more capacity in your nervous system. And there is a new model emerging of self-regulation. And one of the things that gets me so excited about teaching this stuff is that if you look at the data, research takes about 20 years to go mainstream. Right. And we don't want you to wait 20 years. We're always looking at the most recent stuff. And so we want to make sure that you're able to see the latest stuff and what the models are. Right. And I have over 20,000 hours coaching, and I'm always looking at the cutting edge research. Okay. So that's one of the things I'm very passionate about. So when we look at our clients, what's missing, we look at the research, we look at the space, what we see that's been missing from coaching, therapy, energy, healing, and spirituality is very simple. Right? It's the focus on self-regulation to build capacity, because we want to reduce your fear and avoidance of the emotions that are keeping you stuck. Most people design their life to avoid the emotions that are keeping them stuck, and they call it self-care. They call it nervous system regulation. But that's kind of like going to the gym, but doing anything but the workout, right? That's not the goal. So we want to recognize that whether it's therapy, coaching, energy healing, et cetera, we want to focus on self-regulation that builds capacity. Who follows? Does this make sense, y'all? And we want capacity to reduce your fear and avoidance of the specific emotions that stop you. Does that make sense? So here's a question. How many practitioners give you a heads up before you begin to change that you will want to be able to understand and introduce you to the emotions you've been avoiding, right? How many practitioners give you a heads up before you begin to change that the change you want will introduce you to the emotions you've been avoiding, right? That's not usually something that we talk about, right? Think about that for a second. All right, we're going to do therapy, but just so you know, you're going to meet the emotions that you've been avoiding as you do, or we're going to help you get to the next level in your life or business, but you're going to meet these emotions, right? Very few people understand this. And then what happens is the practitioners will get frustrated with their clients for lack of progress. They even call it treatment-resistant depression sometimes, when really it's like not understanding the client, not understanding the patient, not understanding that, hey, it's completely normal and predictable that as I move into performance, I'm going to meet resistance. And if I've been avoiding specific emotions, I'm going to go right into them, right? So how many practitioners do you know do that? Very few. And then how many practitioners do that and then support you with trauma-informed self-regulation tools to make your journey successful? Even rarer is that, right? And we have a phrase around here that we want to share, okay? Which is this: new level, same devil. So what this means is, if you feel like you've been doing all the work, but you're still stuck, what this means is you're leveling up. And so you solved it for level one Jumanji, right? But now you're going to level two, or maybe you're on level 85 and you're on level 86. But the same stuff is going to get in the way Every time you level up, the difference is the stakes just get higher and higher and higher. As you think back over your life about when you've hit plateaus or you've hit dips or you haven't been successful, can you see that rejection or grief or sadness or whatever it may be has been a very similar emotion for why you can't? Who here can see that while maybe you've eventually broken through to the next level, a similar reason why, a similar emotion, a similar feeling, a similar state is what stops you? What changes is the stakes. But does that make sense? Who here can see that as you think back about why you've been stuck, not just now, but in the past, that like, oh, it's the same kind of, it's basically the same thing that's keeping me stuck this time. Does that make sense? If you really think about the things that have kept you stuck previously and now, who here can see a through line of similarity, right? So new level, same devil. Does that make sense? Right? Just higher. The difference is the stakes get higher as we move along in life. I'm about to go super scientific. Is that okay? Are you with me? Gonna turn your brain on. Turn the brain on. Are you sure? We're gonna use big words now. Here we go. Are you sure? Yes? You got one yes so far. You got two yeses so far. Let me know that we can get geeky up in here. Is that cool? Donna, it's hilarious, but is that a yes? I'm seeking consent. Okay, good. Awesome. So we're about to get geeky. All right. So we want to start with safe and transformational co-regulation. I'll read this to you. Co-regulation is the mutual sending and receiving of safe signals from your environment, community, and practitioners that make transformation possible. So this is improving your emotions of your relationships. This is creating aligned relationships. We want safe co-regulation, but not just, you could co-regulate with your cat or dog. And trust me, that's beautiful, right? But does it create transformation? Not really, right? We want to have transformational co-regulation. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of people think today, this word safety is being thrown around, which it should be. Safety is very important. But people think that creating safety means you can't experience challenge or uncomfortability. You can't experience uncomfort. But if you're ambitious, we want to make it safe enough to be challenged, safe enough to be uncomfortable. Does that make sense? So safety does not equate to comfort. Okay. We want to make it safe enough in the context of transformation and growth to become transformational in your co-regulation. So we want safe and transformational co-regulation. Y'all tracking so far? Is that making sense? Yes. We don't want a lack of challenge. We want to make it safe enough to co-regulate and transform. Okay. Beautiful. Next, here we go. I told you, big words. What's called meta-affective awareness and alignment. What does that mean? Affect is just emotional data from the body to the brain. AFFECT. Meta-affect refers to feelings about emotions, right? This includes feeling good or feeling bad about emotions, right? As well as thinking about your feelings and how you feel about your feelings. So it's your relationship to your feelings. It's called meta-affective awareness. It's your emotions about your emotions. Are you aware of your emotions that you have about your emotions? I hate that I get frustrated. Okay, pause. So there's hate and frustration, right? Oh, so frustrated that I stop. Okay, there's stopping and there's frustration. Ah, okay. Meta-affective awareness. How do I feel about my feelings? If you don't feel good about your feelings, that's different than being okay with your feelings. It would be better to accept that you feel depressed than to hate that you feel depressed. And it would be better to accept that you hate feeling depressed than to not accept that you hate feeling depressed. So the sciencey word is meta-affective awareness. Does that make sense? So we want your emotions to be in right relationship. Okay. The next term is somatic awareness and alignment. So somatic awareness is being aware of the sensations in your body. And this involves paying attention to your physical sensations. So you can have your heart rate increased. And then there's an emotion based on that heart rate increasing that says, I'm stressed. But there are physical sensations, and then there are emotions about your physical sensations. So we want to make sure that you have good alignment so that when you experience tension in your neck, like right now, I have a little bit like some tension in my low in my mid spine, right? I'm okay with it because I'm here teaching. I accept it. I'm not fighting against the pain that's on my spine right now. I'm in some rehab at the moment. So there's a level of acceptance, yes. And the thing about that, Donna, is when we do this, You get to a certain level, Jumanji level one, and then we start Jumanji level two. So think about your next level. We want to be able to hit the next level for this, right? You already did it for yesterday, for last month, last week, last year. This is about moving forward. We want to be able to do that as well. Okay. And it's a spiral, like I said. Then we have what's called metacognition. Okay. And alignment. So metacognition is when you think about your thinking, how to think about your thinking. It means you are aware of your thoughts and the processes involved in thinking, right? And metacognition is helps you control and guide and improve your thinking by doing this. So how you think about your thinking. So we want safe and transformational co-regulation, safe co-regulation, and then co-regulation that helps you transform, not stay the same. We want to have meta-affective awareness, which is your emotions about your emotions, and we want internal alignment on that. We want to have somatic awareness, which is understanding your physical sensations in your body minus what they mean. And we want to be able to have metacognition, which includes changing your thoughts and changing your life. However, if you don't get the first three on board, you can't change your thoughts or change your life. The machinery goes offline. All right. Are you guys tracking with me so far? Is this making sense? Because I'm going fast. I'm throwing around science words with multi-syllables. Yes, y'all tracking? Okay, perfect. Good. Next, we want to have what's called defense experiencing, restructuring, and alignment. So when you go through defense experiencing and restructuring, you learn to identify and give up any survival-based defenses that are responses that you might have. Okay, this allows you to start expressing emotion, physical sensations, and thoughts that were previously too difficult due to excessive inhibition or avoidance. So what this means is part of the change is understanding and experiencing how you stop yourself and making a new choice. Now, who here has ever heard of somatic experiencing? It's a very popular technique by Peter Levine, whom we love tremendously. Okay. Right. So this is about being safe in your body. When we look at this pillar, that's right here, right? Somatic experiencing. It's just one of the things, right? We also want to understand your feelings about your thinking, your feelings about your feelings. How your physical sensations and your thinking about your thinking. And we want to understand on all those different levels, relationally, emotionally, physically, and in your mindset, how do you defend yourself? And we want to take you through those and help you restructure those for the next level of challenge, for the next level of growth, for the next level of abundance, for the next level of love, for the next level of health. You have defenses. We all do. Does that make sense? And we want to be able to restructure them as you grow. And they get more sophisticated the more you learn about this shit, right? All of us have parts that once they figure out that we're onto them, adapt. Like a virus, it's like, oh, nope, I'm going to shift and change. And now, yeah, what else you got besides this defense restructuring thing? Oh, okay, right? Parts evade like crazy, okay? So you want to make sure that, and here's the thing, this is why what we do isn't just about a specific modality, because guess what? Your shit is going to change all the time. You're going to defend one way, then you're going to evade this way. Who here eventually gets smarter than your coach or therapist? Who's ever done this before? Where you can outsmart them. You're like, you come in, you know they're going to do this, then they're going to do this, then they're going to do this, and you just know what to say, and they check the box, and you're like, all of a sudden, like, wait a minute, who's the actual coach or practitioner here? Right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Right? So we want to make sure that for the next level, we're experiencing restructuring and aligning your defenses, which change. Because you get smarter, you stubborn bastard. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Right? But we do. We do. And then we want authentic self-expression, adaptogen parts. So the goal of all this work is authentic self-expression. It's the ability to express yourself to the fullest of who you are in a safe and new way to yourself and to others.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a five-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.